Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Setting your goals. G is for goals. Let's talk about when you become an entrepreneur, when you decide you're going to go into your own business, and we've talked about this before, one of the main mindsets is, I want to be my own boss. Nobody's going to tell me what to do. Now, with that said, are you willing to put you in check when you need it? You have to be a good boss to yourself if you are planning on replacing your boss. Because, like the saying says, no one's going to be the boss of me. Just add this one part to it, but me. No one's going to be the boss of me, but me. The but me part is so that you realize that you need to hold yourself accountable. And you do that by setting goals, reviewing those goals, being honest with yourself. When you meet those goals, when you don't meet those goals, why didn't you meet those goals? And in the world of entrepreneur, when you challenge yourself, one of the key things to ask is, if you're not willing to make the goals that you set, that you promised yourself, how important is this to me? Because, and you've heard me say this before, is it a hobby or is it a business? Entrepreneurs kind of waffle between very expensive hobbies where you're putting more money out and not nearly making the money, versus putting just enough money out and focused on the return on your investment. That's when you're on the business side of the spectrum. So entrepreneurs waffle in between. That's where I think that the whole name of entrepreneur, it sounds good, it looks good, it's a great hashtag, but at the end of the day, what you're doing to and for yourself is that you've given yourself a lot of leeway. And what you need to do in order to move to the right side of the spectrum where it's actually a business is make sure that you're holding yourself accountable. If it's a hobby, you kind of fly by the seat of your pants. But if your business, it's about goals. And there's a term that is used in business, and that's one of the things. When you're moving on toward the business end of the spectrum, where you're truly looking for this to be an income or to replace an income or to be full time so that you can leave your current source of income. When you're on the business end of the spectrum, you've got to look at that return on investment and make sure that it's going to match what you're trying to augment or replace. And so you'll notice a lot of times I'm referring to different terms and concepts that have been in the corporate space for years. A lot of these I learned in the corporate space, later taught in the corporate space. One being what we call SMART goals. Now, some people might be thinking, well, I'm leaving corporate America. I'm trying to get out of corporate America because I don't like those rules. But those rules all have a purpose, an intent, and have value. They were created for corporate America because time and time again, companies were making the same mistake. Someone found a way to package those, made them a part of different corporate education packages, and that's why they're so prominent. And they work. They're proven. They wouldn't have stayed around if they weren't. But all that said is, don't run away from things that are tried and proven just because you once heard of them or they were used in corporate, especially used in a negative way. And that's one of the things to take into consideration too. Anything can be weaponized, so to speak, and be used in a negative way. And unfortunately, sometimes once we have that negative experience, we want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. But the concepts may in fact work. It's just a matter of don't weaponize them. Don't, you know, people, when I say weaponize them, people may have gotten negative ratings on their annual reviews or missed promotions or missed raises. And so now they have this negative connotation about goals and achieving goals and setting them. But the reality is, they're necessary, they're important, they're valuable. It's how you use them. So, for example, you can give yourself some grace if you don't meet your goals, but do learn from why you missed your goals. Now, the concept that I'm talking about is called SMART goals, creating SMART goals. Sit down and create yourself 3 to 5 SMART goals on a quarterly basis. That's your action item from this. SMART goals, the acronym SMART. S says be specific. Be very clear about what your target is. M is for measurable. Make sure you can measure it. Quantify it. There should be some number that you set. So, for example, 10 new customers, 20 new transactions, 1 new product. Be that specific, that's measurable. Make sure it's attainable. Don't put a goal out there just for the sake of putting it out there. There's a lot of people, they like to say things that sound good, but be honest with yourself. Because there's nothing like time and time again missing your goals. You know, you may have seen even in corporate America where they set these goals that were so high and then everyone felt dejected at the end because you were nowhere close to them. And then what I often saw in corporate America, the next quarter, they would even double down on something that wasn't feasible or reasonable based on the state of things. Make sure your goal is relevant. Make sure it's relevant to your ROI, not just relevant. For example, you could say, I'm going to, I've been using the hair example. Let's say you started a beauty supply store and you might say, I'm going to introduce 10 new products. Well, that's specific. It's measurable. Might even be attainable. But is it relevant when the fact of the matter is you have a current business and the products you have in it aren't selling? Why add 10 more? It's not relevant to your ROI. The most important thing for you at that point in time is how do I move the stuff that's already on the shelf? not adding to it. That often happens. People like to just keep adding and adding, and it's easy to do. I'm talking from experience, without first evaluating, what about this stuff I already have that is sitting there not making me money? And then time. Make your goals time-based. Give yourself the deadline. 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 2 months, no more than 3 months, because that's why I said quarterly. It gives you, that's just enough time to see, am I on track, off track? Do I need to reevaluate? Were these goals not as realistic as I thought they were? What have I learned? And then reset. So that's your takeaway. SMART goals. There's a lot of information out there about SMART goals. Be creative, have fun with it. And like I said, give yourself a little bit of a leeway if you don't make them, but always learning. Thanks for now. Thanks for listening. I'm Jacqueline Sanders Blackman, and this is Entrepreneurship A to Z. Bye for now.